Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says President Donald Trump's comment about North Korea no longer posing a nuclear threat was made with, quote, eyes wide open. Pompeo met the Japanese and South Korean foreign ministers in Seoul. He's defending President Trump's tweet just after returning from Singapore, in which he said the world can sleep well tonight and that there is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea.
What the president was speaking to there is the moment that we had in Singapore, the moment where for the first time an American leader sat down, a sitting American president sat down with the leader of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, and had a blunt conversation about the changes that would need to be undertaken in order for North Korea to rejoin the community of nations.
Pompeo is now in Beijing, where he is meeting with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. He is briefing regional leaders and diplomats on the status of U.S. talks with North Korea. Japanese news outlets say officials are seeking to arrange a summit between Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. According to government sources, expectations were raised after Kim told President Trump during their meeting Tuesday in Singapore he is willing to hold talks with Abe. The UN Security Council is set to hold an emergency meeting Thursday to discuss the situation in Yemen. It's the second day a Saudi-led coalition is conducting an offensive to push Houthi rebels out of the key port of Hodeidah. Britain called the meeting after one of its diplomats urged all sides to exercise restraint and engage with political efforts to spare Hodeidah a military confrontation. This is VOA News. The UN General Assembly Wednesday condemned Israel for excessive use of force against Palestinian civilians and asked the UN Secretary General for a protection mechanism for occupied Palestinian territory.
The result of the vote is as follows. In favor, 120. Against, 8. Abstentions, 45. Draft resolution A/ES-10/L23 is adopted.
The U.S. vetoed a similar resolution in the Security Council. Dozens of Palestinians were killed during protests along the Gaza-Israel frontier beginning in late March. U.S. officials will join talks in Geneva later this month on forming a Syrian constitutional committee. The U.N. Syria envoy Staffan de Mistura told that to reporters on Thursday, the move signaling a movement in a process that has appeared at risk of stalling. The Prime Minister of Georgia says he has decided to step down. Georgi Virikashvili made the announcement Wednesday during a news conference, citing differences within the ruling party. He said he and the leader of the ruling Georgian Dream Party, billionaire Bidzina Ivanishvili, disagreed over economic issues. He wouldn't elaborate. The move reflects escalating political infighting in the ex-Soviet Caucasus region nation. Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland met with U.S. lawmakers Wednesday in the wake of trade tensions following the imposition of U.S. tariffs over steel and aluminum.
The notion that Canadian steel and aluminum could pose a national security threat to the United States, I think Americans understand it's simply not the case.
Canada is poised to introduce counter tariffs July 1st. Bad weather has forced a migrant rescue ship in the Mediterranean to take a detour on its journey to Spain. The group SOS Mediterranee tweeted out Thursday, quote, "The Aquarius will sail along the east coast of Sardinia to avoid bad weather and preserve the sick, exhausted, and shocked survivors of this untenable situation." Spain agreed to take in the vessel with 629 migrants left in limbo after their weekend rescue off Libya's coast, as Italy and Malta bickered over who should take them in. At least 13 people died when a passenger boat capsized off the Indonesian island of Sulawesi on Wednesday. Two dozen were rescued and hospitalized, but many are still listed as missing. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.